911 calls in Louisville come here to Metro Safe. Inside, it's quiet and calm by design, because on the other line, it's likely not. Calls may require any combination of police, fire, and EMS. Others require none of the above. And that population is the focus of the Priority Solutions Integrated Access Management Program, or just SIAM. And Louisville Metro is the only EMS agency in the country that uses it. SIAM is basically a digital triage. It uses an algorithm to identify low-priority calls based on patient information. Jeremy Yerke is a paramedic for Anchorage Fire and EMS.
We got called the other night, 2 or 3 in the morning, for a lady who had stubbed her toe and cracked her toenail. And she wanted an ambulance to come, you know, take a look at that. Though the system is here to take care of people when they think or feel they have an emergency, and it's a good system to have, there is a lot of gross abuse to it as well. A lot of people that call over and over again.
911 operators put data from these calls into SIAM. If the program says the call isn't an emergency, it goes to Michelle Figueroa. She's a registered nurse and works a few feet from the 911 operators in Metro Safe. Figueroa is responsible for asking the callers more questions and for finding clinics or doctor's offices that are willing to take a non-emergency call.
For instance, Norton Immediate Care, they have a website with all their immediate care centers, the addresses, their phone numbers. So we try to match based upon the time of the call. If it's later in the evening, the closest immediate care center, if that's appropriate for the level of care that's needed.
Kristen Miller is the chief of staff for Louisville Metro EMS. She says when the program began over a year ago, they were cautious only to let absolute non-emergency calls through the system rather than risk misclassifying a serious call.
The key to this and the reason why we have, you know, nurses on the phone line is that it's really about a combination of the algorithm and their clinical judgment.
But there are a couple issues. To use the system, EMS must form partnerships with clinics and doctors willing to take patients on the fly, which is why SIAM was canceled in Richmond, Virginia.
As the economy went down, our resources went down.
That's Richmond Ambulance Authority's Chief Administrative Officer Leanne Baker.
We had a lot of involvement from the free clinics, and more free clinics open, and you could just see they started cutting back in their hours or closing down.
Baker says most patients responded well to SIAM, but others want what they think they need and requested an emergency response for a non-emergency. Around 75% of SIAM calls in Richmond were redirected back to the 911 system to dispatch an ambulance. But SIAM has the potential to save both EMS agencies and patients money while providing more appropriate care to the patient. A study by Washington State Hospital Association gives some context. It shows average ER costs. For a headache, an ER bill could be over $2,000, not counting a pricey ambulance ride. The report further shows headaches are the top 3 diagnoses for ER visits, and Miller says headaches are an example of something SIAM may pick up. But that still doesn't convince Yerke, who says patients aren't always the best historians, and a headache could lead to something more.
70-year-old lady that's dizzy. Okay. Show up on scene, lady's having an active stroke. One of the most time-sensitive emergencies in the pre-hospital healthcare world.
Miller, Baker, and Rector say there have been 0 reported incidences where using SIAM resulted in a negative outcome. Part of the reason is the agencies have been very careful with triaging only the most obvious non-urgent calls. Rector says more cities are interested in the program, and with costs and ER use rising, it may be programs like SIAM that the healthcare industry is looking for, if patients can adapt. Devin Kadiyama, WFPL News.